I heard my Libertlands make free to their curracombs, my true blues her salaming before Wellington's wall. I rich mounted the rain lag in my bathtub of roundwood and conveyed it with cheers and cables, roaring mighty shouts through my long tubes of elm out of my fondness for the outer zone. I carried them amid curried them in my put some down cars to my Comedia Dean hotels. I made sprouts spontaneously from Philip's sobriety in that coop that chenied for noon inebriates. When they weaned weary of that babbling, I made infusion more infused, sour pacers of the vine gart obtemperate unto me. When you think me in my coffee cups looking where would you make a mock a mame, as you pay in cabman's shelter top the itties like you course the teas? Whereof watch ye well, for while I uplooked the first of Janus's strait, I down saw the last of Christmas steps, syndic podstrel and on the rates, I for indigent and intendente, in forum foster I demonstrated, my folk friendship and me populace felt my burke was no worse than their bright. Sapraget and conscientia were undecidedly attached to me, but the Maucher Macrees and the Antipartinopes, my Shralby words with little sponges set their soci pokies and botchbonds of fume. Fletcher, Fleming, Elizabeth, how interquackingly they rogated me, their golden one. I in hesitant made replique, Miss Nam to Lesurius a responser, and who in hill say, don't you let fly fire till you see their whites of the bunker's eye. My answers, bring men young, bring em young, bring em young. In my battle of Solomon's, I accouch the rotundates, and I turnkeyed most instantly over Ray Blue Tizias in the lock. I gave bask of biscuit to the Jacob beaters, and pottage baked to the exhausted. I delivered them with freaking daisies by the constant droppings from my smalls instalments, while I fear to fall up their farandays. Far from them, I slatterous slate with my chandler's chalk. I jaunted on my inglebread wrapped in neckcloth and sashes, and I beggared about the amory bushes like belly in a bowl. In the humanity of my heart, I sent out hayway women to refresh the ball wearied, and then, doubling megalopitan, Politeness, my great-great-greatest of these charities, devalorized the base fellows for the curtailment of their lower man. With a slog to square leg, I set my boundary to Botany Bay, and I ran up a score and four of me's while the Yanks went huckling the Empire. I've been reciping on ominous letters and widely signed petitions full of pieces of pottery about my monumentalness as a thingables, and I've been incanting causeries to the fetish kyol boys, for they're all a-calling on me for the song of a birch. The more secretly be built, the more openly pilastered, a tent, couch here. I have becket my Vanderbilt hut in some and not, and at Morgan Rise were encompassed at mushrooms, rest and bethinkful with licensed thanks. I consider the lilies on the veldt, and unto Balkis did I disclose mine glory. And this missy my daughters, and these man my son, from my theft of the villa of Ostmanorum to Thurston's recte Thomas Shrod, from Unhuggins Please to William Inglis's house, that man de Lunes and all their barony of salters, bonders and furberers, helots and zealots, strutting oaks and swaggering macks, the Darcy Jeams, the Drury Joneses, red maids and blue cots, in homage all and felony, all who have received tickets, fair home overcrowded, tidy but very little furniture, respectable, whole family attends daily mass and is dead sick of bread and butter, sometime the militia mentally strained from reading work on German physics, shares closet with eight other dwellings more than respectable, getting comfortable parish relief, wage earner freshly shaven from prison, highly respectable planning new departure in Montgomery, cycle finishing, eldest son will not serve pursues, big man up in the sky scraps, and no panadon lacking backaways, quasi respectable pays ragman and bone for faded window curtains, staircase continued lit up with gas, particularly respectable, house lost in dirt and blocked with refuse, getting on like Rose Distillery on fire, slovenly wife, active with the jug and business for himself, has a tenth illegitimate coming, partly respectable, following correspondence course, chucked work over row, both cheeks kissed at level by late Marquis of Zetland, sharing closet which profusely written over with 11 other subscribers, one respectable, open hallway pungent of Baltic dishes, bangs kept woman's head against wall, thereby disturbing neighbours, private chapel occupiers, return landing, removal every other quarter day, case one of peculiar hopelessness, most respectable night style has to be removed through snoring household, eccentric naval officer not quite steady, enjoys weekly church warden, and laugh while reading foreign pictorials on clump stump before door, known as the trap, widow rheumatic and chars, haunted, condemned and execrated, of dubious respectability, tools too costly, pledge or uninsured, reformed philanthropist whenever feasible takes advantage of unfortunates against dilapidating ash pits. Serious student is eating his last dinners. Floor dangerous for unaccompanied old clergyman. Thoroughly respectable. Many uncut pies, books and evidence. Near his water tap, 200 yards runaway. Foul and bottled gooseberry frequently on table. Man has not had boots off for 12 months. Infant being taught to hammer flat piano. Outwardly respectable. Sometimes hears from tilted connection 1 foot of dust between banister and cracked wall. Wife cleans tools, eminently respectable. Ought to work in regular loafers, should be operated, which she could set. Deplorable rent in roof, claret cellar, cobweb since the pontificate of Leo. Wears drill trousers and collects rare buddhas. Underages very treacly, and verminous have to be separated. Sits up with fever cases for 1 and 3 pence. Owns 2 terraces back to back breeze. Respectable in every way. Harmless imbecile, supposedly weak minded. A sausage every Sunday. Has a staff of 8 servants. Outlook marred by ne'er-do-wells using the laneway. Lie abed sons, go out with sisters immediately after dark. Has never seen the sea. Travels always with her 11 trunks of clothing. Starving cat left in disgust. The pink of respectability. Resting after colonial service. Labours at plant. The despair of as many benefactresses. Calories exclusively from round trees and dumplings. 1 bar of sunlight does them all. January and half February. The vis de vis animal diet. Live in 5-storied semi-detached but rarely paid tradesmen. Went security for friend who absconded. Shares same closet with 14 similar cottages in an ill-famed lodging house. More respectable than some. Tea widow pension but held to purchase. Inherited silk hat from father-in-law. Head of domestic economy never mentioned. Query how they live. Reputed to procure last 4 occupants carried out. Mental companionship with mates only. Respectability unsuccessfully aimed at. Copious holes emitting mice. Decoration from Uganda chief in locked ivory casket. Grandmother has advanced alcoholic amblyopia. The terror of good men's field. And respected and respectable as respectable can respectably be. Though their horrible omission were the errors I would have expected all. Let them all come. There my violence with chartleries I have tall edge them, whereof I will and firmly command, as I willed and firmly commanded, upon my royal word, and cause the great seal now to be affixed, that from the fathers of the father of their fathers to their children's children's children, they do inhabit it and hold it for me, unencumbered in my hairs, firmly and quietly, amply and honestly, and with all the liberties and free customs which the men of Tolbras, the city of Tolbras, have at Tolbras, in the county of their city, and through whole my land. Hereto my vouchers, knife and snuff books, fee for farm, and wreck as rex. Struggling for longs I have leverementoed miles on miles of manciples. Lo, I have looked upon my pompadours and their aisancies, and my drummers have tattled tall tales of me in the land. In morganatics lit, I hope. In Sarah cellars louched I bleak mealers. On my siege of my mighty I was parsiful of my subject, but in street walks that are darkest I debelled them superb. I dreamed the drug tales in my petty courts, and domster dusty feats in my hosen close. At guys they were swathed, at fooks slashed, the game for a gomez, the loy for a lynch. If I was magnanimous, a steady lavgiver, I revolutionized by my erections. The high and byway seeds I scattered them, in my graben fields whose sowage I gathered them. In Sheridan's circle my wits repose, in black pits of the pestered L'Enfant he is dumbed. Hearts of oak may ye root to peace, rehabitates abstain, clayed sheets, pine shrouded, wake not, walk not, silento, morgue. Quo waranto has his greats, my Sullivan and puissant lord V. King regards for me, and he has given to me my neckermesh, Flistrit, which is second fiddler to Noman. These be my gentilician arms, at the crest 2 young frisian toiled, flappened, devoiled of their habiliments, vested sable with drewer's argent, for the boss of a colapotter, pondent, partifest wise, blazoned sinister, at the slough proper. In the lower field a terse of lancers, shaking unsheeted shafts, their arms crossed in saltire embossed sinople, motto and letters portent, Harry Crass, Evo Hodie. Idle were it repassing from Elsa Grant to the elder disposition, to inquire whether I, Dragus Desunder, be the forced generation of group marriage, holy cryptogram of my essence, or carried of cloud from land of locust, in Ouzel gallery born. I huddle till Saman be the mass product of teamwork, 3 certudes ripped up on each other's, 2 twin pretty coaxes lived as one, troubled in trine, or doubled in 2, for Abram Mood be, I or rubber-eyed with the Thanines, or Fijian grafted ape on merfish surrounded by obscurity, by my virtues of creation, by boom of promise, by my natural-born freeman's journeyman right, and by my other church's error light, in so and such a manner as me is so besitted, most surely I pretend and reclaim to opt for simultaneous, till day bow break, and show shadows flee, thus be heck, verily, verily, time, place, what is your numbun? Who gave you that numboo? Have you put it in all your spare pennies? I'm listening, shree, keep clear of propennies, 4... Mr. Televox, Mr. Tarbishtim, and invisible friends, I may mean to say, annoying part of it was, had fateful Fulvia, following the winding courses of this world, turned her back on her ways to gone on up hills upon search of lovers, brunette men of Ireland, chief North Paw, and chief goes in black water, and chief brown pool, and chief night cloud by the deeps, or again had Fluvia, amber which she was, left her shively crook crook crocus bed at the bare suggestion of some prowling byway men, from Moabit who could have abused of her, The fox rogues there might accrue advantage to us, whether in pell-mell her deceiver sinned. Yet know it was vastly otherwise, which I have heard it by my mammy good's waif, as I chiefly and most heartily aver, for Fluvia, idle woman to the plusny born, ever did ensure till stead the things that pertained unto furnace. This whorum I am fond on, that which was loosed, even so, for I waged love in her and spoiled her undines, and she wept, O my lords, till we meet, ere we part, tol-a-la-lal, this time 100 years. But I was firm with her, and I did take the region of my delights, my jealousy ye masked, be ash masked, ears swathed, snout snouted, and did raft her flumming worthily, and did left lead her overland the pace, from Laxleap up to Lipslow, tiding down as Portreeve should, whimpering by Kevin's Creek and Hurdle's Fort and Gardener's Mall, long river's ride, drive, embankment large, to Ringsend Flot and Ferry, where she began to bump a little bit, my dart to throw, and there by wave brink on Sound of South, with mace to mast tie, tallers caholing, quailers hijakes, did I uprise my magicianer's punt pole, the trident sire to trident stock, for ruler, and I bade those polyphys boisterous seas to retire with themselves from us, rookwards thou seest amour, or, and I abridged with dumb fine Norsemanship till I had done abate her maiden race, my bear's ark bride, and knew her fleshly, when with all my body did I her worship, mine Brilliop's wipe. Heaven he held thundered, hey days he flung bliss for hers, and I cast my ten-span joys in her, arched overtop from bank to of call to echo bank, by dint of strongbow, Galata, Galata, so strang we were in one, maelstrom and she-gulf, and to ring-stresser I thumbed her with urn of Erin, and tradesmen marked her leaf-lung mine for all in singular day, egone, e morgans, and forever heads, base your peak, you strike your flag, what screech of shippings, what low of damp bulls, from Livland, hoc Zivios, from Letland, Skal, Vives, with impress of Asia's and Queen Columbia, for her purr and nymphs, and the singing stands for Hebrides' music, goose gaze anointed uns, can I, can zoned, and me to she, her shyblums lifted, and I put a name in wedlock bold-toned round her, the which to carry till her grave, my Durden dearly, Appia, Lipia, Pluvia Billa, whilst I her life am still and been, I change her chasemate to gripe-firming snugglers, her chambret I bestank so to spurnish furiosos, I was her hawk-sized, her clevanto, her Everest, she was my Annie, my Lorelad, my Pisovid, who cut her ribbons when not my prows, who expoused that havenliness to beach-allured anachories, when not I, Fryforta, in Trinity huts they met my dame, pick of their poke for me, when I foregather 'twas my sumbad, if I far seek or itch my list, had I not worked it in my catgut with dogshunds crotts to clean, and had I not gifted of my cotaways Constantinople's aim, and fortified by my right as man of capital, I did girdle her about my vermicelli vinaigrette, with all loving kindness as far as in man's might it lay, and enfranchised her to liberties of fringes, and I gave her unto my Lillian younger turkey ties, soft goods and hardware, catalogue passim, and ladder-proof hosiery lines, sea stockingers raiment, coquette coiffs, sea Agnes hats, and penning words of the best taste of canag of jets and silvered water roses and gewgaws of my pretty novelties and wispy waspy frocks of red ferns and laurel words transappearances such as women cattle barren peltries piled the peak of pims and slines and sparrows lumens day luminous luxuries and looks la prima mer pira pirine eau de rainbow surya d'hiver and a crinoline wide ashire and patterns for a trilobies that knows she might her torches of the boots and beads of wampum with to toy in a mercy glaze of shard to mirror for all daintiness by me in the time the cup and naginar and I wound round my swanchion's neck place a school of shells of moils marine to swing her say-sangs in her silence and upping her at king's count her aldrich dry allus unheeding what though exceeding bitter I pierced her beak with order of the Dannebrog. Cunnick's great, soleve, soleve, with mayor's grease cressets at Leonard's and Dumfries, and Madonna lanthorns before Quintacescas, and talon kindle spearhead singing, nice and bockers and mutton light burns, dip-dipping downs in black holes, the tapers of the toppers and his bunting pall at hoist, for days there was no night, for nights were days, and our folk had rest from black heaton and the pagans from the Prince of Patches, what was trembling sod quaked no more, what, where frozen loins were stirred and lived, gone the sepulchre, dark, deadly, dismal, doleful, desolate, dreadful, desperate, no more of the Tolvman's bloody, gloomy, hideous, fearful, furious, alarming, terrible, mournful, sorrowful, frightful, appalling, peace, perfect peace, and I hung up at Yule my doondling lunas, help of kettles, flash house, for the superhore of my frigid one, Columba mea, Frimosa mea, in waste windy turret straight in Elgin's marble halls, lamping limp from black to block, through all Lavania's vaulted empire, from anodes to cathodes and from the top of the lights of morn, waking the luffler by Arklow's sapphire seaman's lure, and Wexford's hook and crook lights to the polders of High Kinsella. Avenue seen, my pearls are humming, the crown of my estuarine munificence. 3/5 of the sea I swept with droughtness, and all in empties I bottled them up in Bellamport, where I stabbed Maroon Jack and Martin. I was a bad boy's bogey, but it was when I went on to St. Peter Basque that they gave my devil his dues. What is Caesar can hack in the old world of Sawyer, may hew in the green. On the island of Brazil the wilt of me perished, and I took my ploughshare sadly, feeling pity for me sorrowed, where bold O'Connie weds on Altamaha, the tawny sprawling beside that silver burn, I sate me and settled with the little crither of my heart. Her intellects I charmed with, I call them until thoughts. Her turly hide I plump with potatoes for Amiens, peace and plenty. My bilbis beetles shoot her triumphs of crafty gill pageantries. Lofrest Adam, Duff, Dark, Houster, Clouther, Con and Owl with Cortopple basket. Sir Noel Guinness, exposant of his barginess, and Lord Joe Starr to hump the body of the camel. I screwed the emperor down with 9 pins Gaelic, with 6 penny halfpennies for his hanger-on. My wordies were bist and tryst from Joshua to Godfrey, but my processus profitarum they would have plauded to perpetuation. Moral, book to be sure, see press. He's not all bum and bully, but his members handily food him. Strieving's gain for Greets Collegium, the SS Patrick's in the harbour. And after these things I fed her my carlin, my Berylene Linster, upon spiceries for a garbage brett, italics of knobbly launch and the rich morsel of the marrow la bone, and chains of garlics and swine's pepper, and gutter krauts and pinky dillicks, primes of michellas and subtleties and jellywork. Come the feast of St. Pancreas, and shortcake nutrients for passant pinkster's pudding, bready and nuttled and potted flesh meats from store damp cooking, and the drugs of kaffa and jalupa and shallots out of Ascalon, feeding her food convenient herefore to pass them into earth, and to my saffron-breathing mongoloid, the skinsick, I gave Berwick's pulver and olive's oils, unguents of cutty cure, for the swarthy seashells face of her, with handures and groin scrubbers, and a carry cam to tease her tussy out, the brown but comely a mops's broom to dust her sate, and club moss with wolf's foot for her more moister wards, amazing efficiencies, and my shop soil doubling, who had weeks of kindness kindly civicised in her saloons esquarial, with fingerless bow bays draped in braziers and gilt-edged librariums, I did devise my telltale sports at even bread to wing her withers limberly, where eat her slap a bang, drape your cut dean, bray, nap, spinado, and ran to go round. We had our lewd mayors and our lardy myruses, kirtowing and smulling full face on us out of their frameless latenesses, oil clotted over for cohabitation, and all pointed by hind, Tamlane the Cusack, Dirk Wettingstone, Peter Stuyvesant, Outlawry O'Neill, Mrs. Currens, Mrs. Rayson Figures, Mrs. Dattery, and Mrs. Pruniquich. In him we trust, footwash and sex principles apply to overseer, Amos 5-6, she had dabbling time for exhibiting her grace of Aljambras, and dancing the blood and knobs in her vauxhalls, while I dizzed and dazed by the lumpty-tumpty of our interlopings, fell clock-sure off my ballast, in our winter palace, it vampired for Ellenders, we loved Sir Good for sleep in the ghost, she chaffed her fusees at my Wiggins jewels, while she scalded her memories of my snorries and sagos, in Paycook's throne sail she domineered, lecking ices off the dormer panes, all admired her in camises, on Rideau Row Duana dwells, you mark well what you see, let well were I our pantocrator, would theirs be tights for the gods, in litter-lit redding hats and cindery yellows and tinsel and glitter and bibs under hoods, I made nuisance of many well-pressed champion doors, and peddle freely in the scrub. I foredreamed for thee in more than full mate. I prevened for thee in the haunts that joy-bellied frail light leaves for sturdy traymen, pelves et hombres sumus. I said to the shiftless prostitute, let me be your fodder, and to Roddy's and Praetor's brothers, ciao, camarade, evangel of good tidings, omniant as the healer's word, for the lost, loathsome, and whosomever will, who in regimentation through liberal donation and coordination for organization up of their installation and augmentation plus some annexation and amplification without precipitation towards the culmination and latification of what was formerly their utter privation, competence, cheerfulness, usefulness and the mead, shall in their second atoms all be made alive. My tow tug steered down canal grand, my lighters lay longside in regalia water, and I built in herbs and rurae for mine elskid, my shiny brows under astrobal for my observatory, an earth closet which shone ejector where within to be squat quit, in most convenience from our shabbat needs, when open noise should still be, but did not I fest fix with mortarboard my universaries, holy rational and gotter-like sophister again sorophister, life-sizers all, was I not rosetted on 2 stellas of little Egypt, had not I rock-cut readers, heroes, gregos, and democritos, triscastellated, bid-medalized, by my 7-dial changing charties her benersa ulitza, made not I to pass through 12 thread-needles, and Newgate and Vicars Venerus to coincide. My camels walk, colossa, colossa. No porte sublime benared my gates. I polled ye many, but my few were chosen. Voter, voter, early voter, he was never too off for old Sarum. Terminals for my stateies were the greener, the greaserwee, the Debwick-Weck, the Mithrowis. And I swept up twin ministers, the pro and the con, my Stavikirks, wove so nicely of peeled wands and at the Chichui flood mud. Now all loose brick and stone, fresh freely masoned, arched for covenanters and shinners refuge, descent from above on us, Hagia Sophia of Australia, our orisons thy nave and apsides, our aeon tone aeons thy stood vast vault, hams securitize, shemites retrace, horns hush, no barkies, here round its hoar lead, all trantrills made I come pull, all rubbling gnomes I push go goes, castles Redman, Gandon, Dean, Shepherd, Smith, Neville, Heaton, Stony, Folly, Farrell, Venust with Thornycroft, and Hogan too, sprid serve me, goblins guard, tect my tilleries, O tribes, O gentes, keep the peace of my four great ways, O Theos infernals to booth salvation, arcane celestials to Swettenberg's well hell. My seven winds I trail to maze her, and ever a wind had saving closes, and all these closes flagged with the gust, hoops for her, hats off for him, and ruffles through Niblo's guarding, and that was why Blabbers was raising his wall, and eltering the Susans of his neighbours, and thirdly for Avigs, I did reform and restore for my smuggy piggy's knees, my sweet Coolocked, my auburn coy quailing one, her paddy palace on the Croxnall with Masgobel, Sixton, Clash Closhant, Dominus and Musantinis, to come in the fitful, Dom Adimdim, Adum Adimadim, and the oracle of the Lord to Telford's glory, and added thereunto a shallow laver to slab out her hellfire and poised windows for her oriel house. Gospely permilieu, Christus pumilieu, Zachbud's bab azundit, Oligon's thara ruled, and she sass her knack chili bum bum, and 40 bonnets upon the altar stain. May all have massy honours. Hoak, hoke, 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 and whole hail, snaefel, drear drizzle, or sleet showers of blessing, where it froze in chalix, eller swim in the vestry, with fair skin, book, and ruling rod, vein of my virgin page, her chastened ever, I did learn my little Anna country mouse and alphabet her cameltopum, from Adelberg to Tanninew, with mirar ratten after Dundrum, aye, and I did spread before my livy, where lords, street lolls, and ladies linger, and chamomile pass cuts primrose rise, and cunny ben bands Mulberry's island, but never a blighted, bledded, or blooded since long ago, when the whole blighty acre was blady well pass-overed, my selvage mats of lechwork lawn, my carpet gardens of Girton City, with chops pyridymus and muzzlemimes and beacon spires, and colossets and pencil terraces for the bus bleaches of the summeries and the esplanades and statuesque and temple oaks, the Pardinal of Maynooth, Fra Tobaldo, Nilsson, Rare Admirable, Jean de Portillo, Connell Gretcher Cloak, Guillemus Carlos, and the highly ridiculous passivocant, Glorietas in Excelsior Red. For rich days and for folly days, till the complete anniums of Calandrias, where Gormaios and Gypsy Julians are such a pleas of theirs to walk, and I planted for my own hot lisping lass a quick-set vineyard, and I fenced it about with you Chesterfield Ems, and Kentish hops and rigs of barlow, and barwy nooks and green-wished villas, and pampos anima and nenai, Nessitatis Ecclesias, and ponds for aqueducts, a hawthorn dean, a fiery glen, the ha-ha wall, the dirish Finmark's how against Licky Budmont, and leader month with magic scene wall, rim-rim, rim-rim, for a queen's garden for phoenix, and hush-hush, I brood for my alpine pluribel, wig-warming wench, speak easy, my Granville brand old Dublin Lindub, the free, the fro, the frothy freshener, puss, puss, pussyfoot, to split the spleen of our maw, and I laid down before the trotters to my Eblinite, my stony battered wagonways, my Nord-Sud circulums, my Eastmoreland and Westmoreland, running bullowards, and suddenly parading, hearsemen up slow, nuptillers get snorting, whereon in mantram of true men, like Yahoo-men, expect till duck conductors summoned him all farts to pay, welcoming all hankin hunk in this vong of Jose. Clouds dales with Arabin streeds, Romer's rag, Ricky Shaws with Hispain's king trumpeters, mad-ridden mustangs, busker-estive bronchos, poster chaise and touring taxis, and tall pilberies and nod-nod-noddies, other giggling gaily, some sedated in sedans, my pricopping gents, a roger, roger, my damsel soft-side saddled, covertly, covertly, and laudy-daw, a perch behind. The mule and the hinny and the jennet and the mustard nag, and piebald shelchies and skewbald ockneys, step it lively, lift ye the left and rick ye the right, for her pleasure, and she laughed in her diddy-did domino to the switcheries of whip. Down with them, kick, play up, mataha, maraha, luacha, johanna, hanna, hanna. What was that? Fog was what? Tumult sleep. Let sleep. But really now, whenabouts? Expatiate, then, how much times we live in? Yes. So, nath by night, by naught, by naked, in those good old lousy days gone by, the day, shall we say, of whom, shall we say, while kinder wardens minded their twins' bed. There now they stood, the sycamores, all four of them, in their quatern eggs, the majorque, the minorque, the everso, and the fermentarian, with their ballyhoric blows reaper, tetranicked by tetranoxed, as their pussy corners and that old-time paleolo gas, playing coppers fearsome with Gus Walker, the cuddy, and his poor old dying boozy cough, Esker, Nuskel, Saggard, Crumlin. Tell me, donk, the way to Wumblin. Follow me, beeline in your bumblin, Esker, Nuskel, Saggard, Crumlin. And listening, so gladdied up, when nice child Kevin Mary, who was going to be commandeering chief of the choir boys brigade the moment he grew up under all the auspices, Irish smiled in his milky way of creamed wibble, and orange tusted and west tabbage, frighted out when Balbrat Jerry Godolphing, who was hurrying to be Cardinal Scullion in a night refuge as bald as he was cured enough for now all the hospitals, fell and frowned down his wrinkly waist of methylated spiritic and lemonkly leesic and pulverized rhubarbarum icky. Night by silent sailing night, while Infantina Isabel, who will be blushing all day to be when she growed up one Sunday, Saint Holy and Saint Ivory, when she took the veil, the beautiful presentation nun, so barely 20, in her pure coif, Sister Isabel, and next Sunday Michaelmas, when she looked to Peach, the beautiful Samaritan, still as beautiful and still in her teens, Nurse Saint Tet Isabel, with stiff starched cuffs, but on holiday Christmas Easter mornings, when she wore a reed, the wonderful widow of 18 springs, Madame is a veuve la belle, so sad but luxom in her boy blues long black, with orange blossoming weeper's veil, for she was the only girl they loved, and she is the queenly pearl you prize, because of the way the night that first we met, she's bound to be, methinks, and not in vain, the darling of my heart, sleeping in her April cot, within her singer chammer, with her green gauge flavoured candy whistle duetted to the crazy quilt, Isabel, she's so pretty truth to tell, wildwood's eyes and primrose hair, quietly, all the woods so wild, in moves of moss and daffin dews, how also still she lay, neath of the white thorn, child of tree, like some lost happy leaf, like blowing flower stilled, as fain would she anon, for soon again 'twill be, win me, woo me, wed me, I weary me, deeply now, even calm lay sleeping, knoweth upon night, while in his tumbril watchman have a look, so queer scenes from yon sides of the choppy, punked by his cursed bog, went long the grass grows bumpin' strass that hinders the pubble to pass, stowing his bottle in a hole for it wet his whuskle, to stretch er crooksman, sequestering for lovers lost propertied offices, to leave things from all perjurer's night, og nice, august nasty, kickers, brillers, knappers and bands, handsboon and strumperers, sminky sticks and etiquette flaskers. One fine night and the next fine night and last fine night, while Cotterine de Sloppner, native chamber cushy, with dreamings of simmerings my vela's door, was basking to her pillow sleep, how she thought a canog came to the downstairs door at that hour to pierce the air, and down she went schwit by schrat to see was it sweeps mingrels, or she horned the post with a tilly cramp for himself and company esquire, or them four horsemen on their apocalypse, Norabies, Sotheby's, Yates, and Welks, and galore bit of the Saints in Hevel, there was a crick up the stircus, and when she raised the cankle to see, galore down hand she went on her knees to bless herself that were canogging together like milk juggles, as if it was the rake of the harpers or old Congander O'Toole of the mountains, or as goo goo gushed she sheen. Silving off her sawdust lobby out of the back room, Vanter, that was everyone's interrance in his honeymoon trim, holding up his finger halls with his clockery in his fistball, touch her of Davies, toss her of Ivily, for her to wish you so belly, and the whites of his pie's eye bulbs swearing her to silence in court. Each and every juridical session's might, when Godmen 12 and Truitt Fox and Geese in their numbered habitations tried old wireless overburden their jury members, whereas by referendum they found him guilty of their, and those imputations of fornical opulation were two of his albacurial correlations, of whom he was said to have enjoyed by anticipation when schooling them in a moan. Mid grass she sat when man was amazingly frank, or the first congregation whose colours had standing up from the above were of a pretty carnation, but if really 'twere not so of some degraded denudation, with intent to excitation, caused by his retrogradation among firearm forces proper to this nation, but apart from all titillation, which he said was under heat pressure and good mitigation, without which in any case he insists upon being worthy of continued alimentation, for him having displayed, he says, such grand toleration, reprobate so noted and all, as he was, with his wash-leather swedes and a smoking stump, for denying transubstantiation, nevertheless in respect of his high-powered station, whereof more especially as probably he was meantime suffering genteel tortures from the best medical attestation, as he oftentimes did, having only strength enough by way of festination to implore, or I believe you might have said better, to complore, with complete obscuration, on everybody connected with him, the curse of coagulation, for he tells me outside Salmon in King Street, after two or three hours of close confabulation, consolation by the pewter pint of Gilby's Gustway, which is his prime consolation, albeit involving upon the same no uncertain amount of esophagus regurgitation, he being personally unpreoccupied to the extent of a flea's gizzards and ent eructation, if he was still extremely offensive to a score and four nostrils dilatation, still he was likewise on the other side of him for some nephmin eyes a delectation, as he asserts without the least alienation, so praise of his fault you would make obliteration, but for our friend behind the bars the like Adam Findlater, a man of estimation, summing him up to be done, what will of excess is exaltation, still we think would study there can be no right extenuation for contravention of common and statutory legislation, for which the fit remedy resides for Mr. Sully in corporal amputation, so 3 months for Gubbs Jerobum, the frot-whiskered pest of the park, as per Act 1, Section 2, Schedule 3, Clause 4 to the 5th of King Jark, this sentence to be carried out tomorrow for morn by Nolan's Volans at 6 o'clock shark, and may the yeast wind and the hopping hail malt mercy on his 7 honeymeads and his hurly-burly growth. Amen, says the clerk. Nice, by neat, by natty, whilst amongst reveries, happy gardens, 9 with 20 leek-slipped yearlings, darters all, had such a ripping time at gleeful cries of what is nice, topping Sean, maid of maid, for, and weeping like fun, him to be gone, for they were never happier, hoo-hoo, than when they were miserable, ha-ha, in their bed of trial and the bolster of hardship, by the glimmer of memory on the coverlets of paradise, Albatra's Nyanza with Victor Nyanza, his mace of might mortified her, beautiful hung up on a nail, he, mister of our father, she, our mother, in roo-a-roo-roo, they, I, by the hoodie poker and blazer, they are as sure as Dinny drops into the dyke. A cry of, what are we at all? And whenabouts in the name of space? I don't understand, I fail to say. I dare see you too. House of the Cedar Bam of Mead, Garter Fionn, scene and property plot, stage manager's prompt, interior of dwelling on outskirts of city, groove two, chamber scene, boxed, ordinary bedroom set, salmon papered walls, back empty Irish grate, Adam's mantle, with wilting, elopement fan, soot and tinsel condemned, north wall with window practicable, Argentine encasement, vamp, pelmet above, no curtains, blind drawn, south party wall, bed for two with strawberry bedspread, wicker work club sealed in can, seated milk and stool, brook shrine without, face towel upon, chair for one, woman's garment on chair, man's trousers with cross-belt braces, collar and bed knob, man's corduroy surcoat with tabrets and taces, seep and nacre buttons on nail, woman's gun on ditto, over mantelpiece picture of Michael Lance slaying Satan, draken with smoke, small table near bed, front bed with bedding, spare flag patch quilt, never done design, limes lighted lamp without globe, scarf, gazette, tumbler, quantity of water, jewel pot, ticker, side props, eventual, man's gummy article, pink, a time, act, dumb show, close-up, leads, man with nightcap in bed, 4. Woman with curl pins, hind. Discovered. Side point of view. First position of harmony, say, A. Ha. Check action, mat. Male partly masking female. Man looking round. Beastly expression. Fishy eyes. Paralipied homoplats. And gasometron ponders exhibits rage. Business. Ruddy blonde. Armenian bowl. Black patch. Beer wig. Gross build. Episcopalian. Any age. Woman sitting looks at ceiling. Haggish expression. Peaky nose. Trekkant mouth. Fithery wits. Exhibits fear. Welsh rabbit. Taint. Nubian shrine, nasal faucet, tufty turf, undersized, free kirk, no age, close up, play. Call boy, cry off, tabla, her move, fetish. By the sinewy forequarters of the mare, Pocahontas, and by the white shoulders of Fanula, you should have seen how that smart solid yass just hopped the nanny's gambit out of bunk like old mother Mesopotamac. And in 1864, she was off, door, night lamp with her, billy large limbs, prodding after to Queen's lead, promised you his one bound to femella diva, huff, his move, blackout. Circus, corridor, shifting scene, walls flat, sink and slide, spotlight working wall cloth, spills playing rake and ridges, rooms to rink, stairs to sink behind room, two pieces, haying after cue, replay. The old Humbug looks a thing incomplete, so. It is so, on its dead, but who will pawn up a fine head of porter when it's finished? In the quick time, the castle arkwright put in a checkered staircase, certainly. It is only one square step to be steady, yet notwithstanding are they stalemating backgammon and upstairs by skips and trestles till top double corner. Whisht, while and game. What scenic artist? It is ideal residence for Rialter. By rims in gang till tink the tunning bell that lamb men, mister, that boggy god, be erwaked. Lingling, lingling, be there maggies and all. Chump to your port. Shop, please shop. Shop, do please. Oh, I do please shop. How ominous is house haunted? Yes, as indeed it be. Nogan of imperial measure, his begraved benetter. How are his naggins poured, his Aladdin lamps? Around the blind buried, booty with the bets. For them whom he have foredone, make we newly thankful. Tell me something, the porters, so to speak, after their shadow stealers and the newsbaggers, are very nice people, are they not?
Very, all four like tells. And on this wise, Mr. Porter, Bartholomew, heavy man, a stern mackerel shirt, Hyemet peruke, is an excellent forefather, and Mrs. Porter, leading lady, a popperhead, Gaffney saffron nightdress, Isabel Jeppeler, is a most kind-hearted messmother, a so united family pater mater, is not more existing on papal or off of it. As keymaster fits the lock, it weds to this bally builder to his streamlined secret. They care for nothing except everything that is all porterous. Porto d'Abruzzo. Isn't that terribly nice of them? You can ken that they come of a rarely old family by their accomplishments, and one must to give that one sceptre of it in all tone hearts more to zest. I think I begin to divine so much, only snake is me truesome, I stone us on a habble. To reach Yascurdu, still hoira, till vestra. Here are two rooms in the upstairs, at fork flank and knife canter. Whom in the wood are they for? Why, for little porter babes to be saved. The curds, boitum, trackers, and timbies, these are. Here's one thing you owe to know. This once upon a while was the other, but this is the other one nowadays. Ah, so, the Coriscos. They are innumerable, guess them. Major bed, minor bickhive. Helisabeth, Sovis. Who sleeps now, number one, for example? A pussy, per example. Quinina, Sapolina, and Adolina, but how sweet of her. Has your pussy a pest name? Yes, indeed, you will hear it pass him in all the novelette, and she's named Buttercup. Her bare name will tell it, a monitress. How very sweet of her, and what an excessively love-charming missy name to forsake, now that I come to drink of it filtered. A grace cup fullet of bitterness. She's Dada's Lloyd's daughter, Pearl, and brother Sissia's anti-bride. Her shellback thimble casket mirror only can show her dearest friendine. To speak well her grace would ask of Grecian language, of her goodness that legend golden, Birinia Saindua, Laureus with Lilius Flocaleca roses. Here's the new year spray, the Posquiflora Winterborne, and Heliotrope. There's Miriam sweet and amaranth, and Mary gold to crown. Adlaita's not upon Tiptician. O Caris, O Carissima, a more intriguing Bambolina could one not colour up out of book couches and amaron. Would one but do a part of lily bit her virginals, and so breadth that there between, behold, she'd instant with her handmaids as to grasp the mitten mid the air. Mother of moth, I will to show her word and flesh, approach not for ghost's sake. It is dormition. She may think what, though little doth she realise, as morning fresh it had happened her. You know what, as they too, what too dare not utter. S'il vous plaît, if scalded she draws a face, petticoats asleep, but in the gentleness of her thoughts, a poo is a nursepin, to be presented, babs for bimbushy, of courts and with enticers, up girls and atom, alone, alone what? I mean, our strife stirrer, does she do flirty winkies with herself? Pussy is never alone, as records her chambrette, for she can always look at biddles, and talk pet names her little play fiddly, and she's sitting downy on the plush mat. Oh, she talks, does she? Marry how? Rose petaled at sounds, ah, biddles is my pilk black, ah, plick black with my biddles. A nice Jezebel bartinet will she give, but I much prefer her misnomer in maidenly golden, lass like gladsome, wenchful, flowery, girlish beauty capes. So do I much, dulce delicatissima. Doth Dolly weeps if she's Hastings? Will Dally bumpsity? Is it jump time? Allerly fest, she who pities very pebbles, dare we not wish in her our thrice onsk, a lovely fear? That she seven tiptoe her chrisming, that she spin blue to scarlet till her temples veil, that the mount of foam it open at her to shelter her. She will blow ever so much more promise fuller, blamey, than all the other common merry gales that romp around Bridget's school, charming Carrie Fambers, or saucy Sussy Mossman, of Mary Anna Patchbox, or silly Polly Flinders, platch, a plick a plack. And since we are talking amnestly of Bruxelles up Cradle's days, who doesn't sleep room number two biz? The two birds. Holy policeman, oh, I see. Of what age are your birdies? They are to come of twinning age soon as they may be born to be eldering like those olders while they are living under chairs. They are, and they seem to be tightly attached as two maggots to maggots to touch other. I think I notice, do I not? You do? Our bright bull babe Frank Kevin is on Heartsleeve side. Do not you waken him? Our fair-haired boat, he's happily to sleep, limb of the Lord, with his lifted and blessing, his bachelier, like the blessed angel he looked so like, and his moo was semi-up, as though he were bloodelling on a bugle. Whenever I saw those smiles and eyes, 'tis Father Quinn again. Very shortly he will smell sweetly when he will heen. By gorgeous, that boy will blare some night when he will take his dame's pledges and quit our Englishers, spite of undesirable parents, to wend him to America to quest a cashy job. That keen dean with his vain nonchalance. Oh, I do adore the profane music. Dollar mighty, he's too adorable, really. Unicu. I guess to have been some kid like him in the storybook. Guess I met somewhere some lamb to whom he may like her. But hush. How unpardonable of me, I beg your venial, sincerely I do. Hush! The other twined and cuddly beside had been crying in his sleep, making sharp shapes and scissors on some first choice sweets fished out of the muck, a steak in our mead. What a teething wretch, how his book of craven images. Here are posthumous tears on his intimel, and he has pettishly bespilled himself from his founding pen as ill-spent from inking horn. He is Jem Job Joy, Pip-Poo-Pat, Jotum for a subret, Jehu. You will know him by his name in the capers, but you cannot see whose heel he sheepfolds in his raw tan, because I have not told it to you. O fetal sleep, our fatal slip, the one loved, the other left, the bride of pride, least to the stranger. He will be quite within the pale when we lord Barone brow. He vows him so tossed to be of the Serblake tribes bleak, while through life's unblessed he rodes back of banners. Are you not somewhat vulgar with your bowels? Whatever do you mean with bleak, with pale bleak eye ride tinting face? Oh, you do, and with steel white and black mail I have sinned for my sweet, as anemone's letter with a gold of my brightest hair Betty untied. Donatus his mark addresses follows. So you did, from the cat and cage. Oh, I see and see, in the ink of a sweat you will find it yet. What gypsy devil who vowed to Lillian? Why the elm and how the stone? You never may know in the preterite all, perhaps, that you would not believe that you ever even saw to be about to. Perhaps, but they are two very blisky little porterines, and their bedscrums jerk off and eats up. As for my part opinion, indeed, they would be born so, co-starred Puck and Prig, the merry boy at Donnybrook Fair, the godolphing lad in the Hoey's Court. How thrilled one shall be as the tail dolled of Formio and Sigalette. What folly, innocence! There's wet pet of puppyhood. Both barm hearts shall become yeast cake by their breakfast. I will to leave, and my copper-wise blessing between the pair of them, for Rosengorge, for greener fang, Belch and tin soldies, wheels in a sniff box, some swolds all parted, weeping shouldst not thou be when man falls, but that divine scheming ever adoring be. So you be either man or mouse, and you be neither fish nor flesh, take and take, velicate and niche. By ones as we's forgives now, the hour of passing sembles quick would quell it. Adieu, soft adieu, for these nice presents carry Jevon till to sorrow. Gemini, what is the view which now takes up a second position of discordance? Tell it, please. Tell it, please, 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 please. Tell it, please, please. Mark, you notice it in that rear away because the male and tail partly eclipses the femur covered. It is so called for it discords the mezido. Did you ever hear the story about Helios Croesus, that white and gold elephant in our zoo park? You astonish me by it. Is it not that we are commanding from fullback, woman permitting a profusely fine bird's-eye view from the bohine this park? Operation of all the stranger ones, Greckish and Romanos, who arrive to here, the straight road down the centre, see relief map, bisects the park which is said to be the largest of his kind in the world. On the right's prominence confronts you the handsome vines, Regan's Lodge, while turning to the other supreme piece of cheeks exactly opposite, you're confounded by the equally handsome chief sacristy's residence. Around is a little amily tufted, and man is cheered when he bewonders through the boskage how the nature's in all Frisco is enlivened by gentlemen's seats. Here are heavy suppers. 'Tis for daddy's housings for hundredries of our supper 10,000. By gum, but you have resin. Of these tallworts are yielded out juices for joint toils and passes for pine nymphs. Listeneth, 'tis a tree story, how Olave that Firil was a planted in her live side, how Tanabum held Tonabloom, how rude in Orlandes, the black and blue marks athwart the weald, which now burly is so striped, indicate the presence of Sylvia's beltings. There were tall shady rides, lend themselves out to rustic cavalries. In yonder valley Tuesday's mountain sprite, any pretty deers are to be caught inside, but is a bad pities of the plain, a scarlet pimper Arnold, now mules the mound where anciently first murders were wanted to take root by feud Fingalian, talking trees and sinning stones stay on either hand. Historical leaves droppings may also be garnered up with Sir Seamus Swift Patrick, Archfield chaplain of St. Lucan's. How familiar it is to see all those interesting advenements with one's snaked eyes. Is all, yet not. Here's one's, at the bottom fundus of this royal park, which, with civigate, sheish, and gardening, is open to the public till night at late. So well the sisters stride, so will the pedestrians. Do not fail to point to yourself a depression called Hole Hollow. It is often quite gutter glomering in our jewel, and gives wankerous torts to the head, where the banders of the Pentapolitan Politifursers bastens into it on windy wooden stays their well-booming Ulvertones. Ulvus! Ulvus!